Hello, my name is Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer, the title given to me by my soul guides. When we choose to awaken to our soul path, we become aware of how deeply connected we are to universal consciousness on a spiritual, physical, and emotional level. Join me on my podcast journey and learn how to connect to your heart, mind, body, and soul, creating connection in all areas of your life.
Hi, thank you for joining me today on another coffee chat with Robin. And I have a wonderful friend of mine named Angelica. Angelica, I would love for you to introduce yourself today.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Robin. Thank you so much for having me today. My name is Angelica. I live in Arizona, and I am just so passionate about health and wellness. And I think that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to share my experience about health and wellness and my products and what I do.
Absolutely. Well, first, we're going to start out with, what did you do before you got into health and wellness?
So I decided to be a substitute teacher because it gave me more freedom. It gave me more time for my passion and more time for just simply doing what I really, really, really love.
Awesome. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about the company that you work for.
Okay, so the company which I am working for is Immune Company. It started 25 years ago, and it started only with one product. And during the years when the company started growing, we just spread around the world. And we now have a lot of different products. We have a skincare line. We have products for people who are really suffering with different health problems.
Wonderful. So what's the name of the company, and what was the first product that drew you to the company?
So the name of the company, it's For Life Research, based in Utah. And they based product when they started 25 years ago was transfer factor molecule, which is coming from cow colostrum and egg yolk.
Okay, so all right. So it was from cow colostrum and egg yolk?
Correct. So this is the molecule which is coming from egg yolk and milk colostrum, which is, we get transfer factor molecule with milk from our mothers when we just get born. And this molecule is building our immune system, our natural killer cells, which are molecules, transfer factor molecules, they die every night and they need to rebirth. And it's getting difficult right now for us to be strong enough to build them, rebuild them, because of what we eat, of what we drink, and of what we breathe. Basically, everything is chemicals around us right now. So our company decided to help us with that. And transfer factor molecule is teaching our body and our own immune system, which we already have, to recognize the threats from outside, to remember them for future. And it's amazing how it works, and I still don't know even how to explain it, because when we get it to our body, it remembers the threat for future, and it's ready to fight with the threat when it's coming back again. Let's say some viruses of flu, of other, we shouldn't do claims, but whatever threat from outside is coming back to our body, it's teaching our body to be prepared to fight with that before it's gonna attack our us and our health and our body, if this wow. makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, it does. So basically, it is an immune building product that our right. body should have naturally, but because our food and water are so toxic and so polluted, our body no longer knows how to make it. But when we take this product, it feeds our body and awakens the DNA, so the DNA remembers how to create it. That's what I think I understood you said. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely right. Yes.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I love that. Okay, so now tell me where you were when you started this HealthWise and where you are right now.
So this is very interesting because I heard about this product for the first time in 2008. And I just was very skeptical, like probably a lot of us, before we're gonna start something new. And I actually at the same time work full-time, going to school full-time, and it was already for a couple good years when I was doing this, and I noticed like I am failing on my health. I was just getting so tired more often. I was getting more often headaches, which turned basically in daily migraine headaches. And I was looking for natural ways because I already was on some migraine medication and it didn't help. It really didn't help with my headaches. My headaches were gone for maybe hour or two after taking medication and they were coming back. So I started looking for natural ways because I noticed that after taking medication, it was causing my stomach to feel like I was upset all the time. My stomach was upset. I just start noticing side effects of medication. So I was like, there must be something better. And I start researching for natural products. And actually, one of my friends was already with 4Life and she was doing this for a while. And I decide to tune in to her and ask her about some products, what she would suggest. And she suggests basically at the very beginning some stress formula, which really helped me to sleep better because the stress which I had going to school full time, working full time, it affected my sleep. And I just had very hard time to fall asleep. Then when I fall asleep, there was a time when I had to wake up and I was tired all day long. So I started taking products to help me with sleep, help me with my stress. And when I saw that it is helping me, I started talking about it because even people around me noticed difference, that I looked better, that I was more happy, that I didn't look tired all the time. And they started asking me what I am doing. So I said that I try products from 4Life company. And this is how I basically start my journey. I wasn't really building my business, but I was just sharing information. So people start trying products as well. They start noticing improvement. And that's basically how it started.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. And you know, that's really true because what I want to stress here is that you noticed you were sick and you knew that it was yes. your environment, your job, you were incredibly stressful, all of these things were going on in your life. So you looked around and you saw a friend of yours who looked amazing and you had seen yes. a difference in that friend. And so you said, hey, I've noticed a difference in you. What are you using and how is it working for you? And that's how multi-level marketing really works, doesn't it? It's word of mouth. Yes. I mean, we can advertise as much as we want. We can put it on our Facebook. But I find that it's when somebody sees a huge difference in you that they say, what are you doing differently?
Exactly. If I can interrupt, you are absolutely right. Because this is another thing. When I decide to talk about this product, what I was doing, what we all did in the past, we were posting products, we were talking about products, we were talking about a company, we were promoting product and the company which is already out there and it doesn't need to be really promoted. So when people will see the difference in us, this is the time and the proof that we are using something what really works. Just talking about products and talking about the company, how great it is, doesn't work. What works, the proof that, oh my goodness, you look amazing. What are you doing? What do you do? What do you take? And then, like you said, when it's word to spread the word around people. And that's how we can share with people what we have in our hands. And I think it's our job to share when it helps us. Why don't help others when we see people around us who are tired, who are stressed, who have a lot of other things in their life they have to deal with, and it could be very depressing. It could be something what makes them like, I don't wanna sometimes even wake up in the morning. They just don't want to do life anymore.
Oh, I hear that. I know that my job, that's why I chose to retire in January, because I just couldn't do it anymore. There was just no incentive for me to get out of bed. It wasn't worth the physical pain. It wasn't worth the stress it was causing my body anymore. And, you know, we really need to get to that point when we honor our body, like our body is telling us that there's something wrong. And so, you know, it was the headaches and the migraines. For me, it was fibromyalgia. It's like the body comes out and it says, enough is enough. If you don't start taking care of yourself, you're going to end up being really, really sick. So in honoring ourselves, we start looking for things that are really going to help us promote our life. So I love that. So what is your passion right now about how you are going to create this happiness and joy in your life?
See, when I started feeling better, when I started seeing that I am more happy than I used to be, I noticed that there is a lot of people who suffer because of something. So I decide to talk more about what you just mentioned, how important it is to listen to our body, because nobody else is in our skin, in our body, and nobody can feel our pain, our depression, our anxiety. Only we need to grow to that point that we understand that something is wrong and take the action. And that's what I did with my health. And now my passion is to share with others that they don't have to struggle, that they don't have to be in pain, that there are ways. And I learned through my journey to listen others, because this is the most important thing. People who struggle, they are looking for someone who will listen to them, who will understand their problem, their pain, and will find a solution for them, will help them, will give them the helpful hand. So right now I am at this point when someone is buying products from me, and then after a while they are coming to me and they said, I am so happy that you told me about it, or I am so happy that you post about this product, or about this, or when you talk about stress, or that you talk about problems with sleeping, because then it opened my eyes and they start asking me questions, and then I can share with them my knowledge. And when they come to me and tell me like, I really appreciate that you did it, that you shared this knowledge, that you shared this article, or you shared this post, and because I feel better now, and I can be more happy with my kids, I can be more happy with my husband, I can be more happy at my work, at my job, because not everyone is in network marketing who come to us. So this is the best prize which you can get, hearing from people that you help them. I think this is the highest prize we can get.
Yeah, it is. It always makes you feel really good when you reach out to somebody, because like for me, I read the posts, right? I'm on a lot of groups, so I'll read the posts. And I will put in the post, you know, I've been there, I've had that situation. If you want to know more, message me. And I'm always grateful when the person messages me back, because then I have an opportunity to tell them about what works for me and how it works. Now, part of what I've really noticed, a lot of people are doing daily lives on their Facebook and talking about how things are helping them in their life. So is this something that you have tried, doing a daily live in your
Facebook? I did. And this is very interesting. I did. About 2 years ago, when I read a book, Ray and Jessica Higdon, they are talking about doing daily Facebook lives. And I was like, how am I going to do that? I have no idea what I am going to talk about. So I tried and I learned how to do it. But what I noticed, I wasn't happy with my message in Facebook lives. I didn't feel like that what I was doing on Facebook lives, it had value for people. So I was doing this about a year, last year in 2019. And this year I basically stopped because I felt like I didn't give value, and then I start writing posts. I think that maybe I will go back to this when I will feel ready inside, but I am not right now. I was posting pictures, I was posting my Facebook Live videos, but what I was doing, I was more talking about attraction marketing, about branding myself, because this is very important to brand ourselves, because when people will buy from us, they're going to buy from us only because they know us, like us, and trust us. And I think that Facebook Lives are the best way to earn this. But I am not ready to do that yet, just to go back to that, you know? So maybe this will be another transformation for me, since I, thanks to you, actually, if I can mention that, because I noticed how spiritual health and well-being is important in what we do. And so many of us forget about it. We focus on branding ourselves, we focus on going live, and we are exhausted doing this because we are missing something. And we are missing the spiritual connection with what we do. The alignment is so important. And basically for about a little bit more a month when I start doing meditations, which you gave to us, I noticed that I am more calm, and I have peace in my heart, and it is helping me so much to focus on what I am doing right now.
I love that, because I agree with you. When I've had other businesses that I have, like, multi-level, and I've tried to promote it. But yeah, there was this key part that was missing. We need to really talk from the heart. And it's not so much about the product or the cost of the product. Yes. It's about how has this product helped me, not only physically and mentally, but emotionally and spiritually. Because when we're at the peak of our health and our personal growth, we just radiate this beautiful energy.
Yes, because what it is all about, it's about connections, about feelings, about understanding others, and open our heart to other people who are coming to us for help, because they're coming to us because they trust us. They know that we have something, or we know something what will help them, what they need. And so many times they feel lost. So many times they don't know what they are missing. And I think I was at that point that I knew that I am missing something, but I didn't know what it is exactly, because I believe in spiritual help, but I think I kind of forget about mine and I put it on the side, and I think that it's not as important as the, you know, like go live and do lives. And there was a point in my life that I opened my eyes and I was like, no, this is the most important part, the spiritual. Do everything. We feel stronger, we feel calm, we feel that we have all this positive energy who help us to keep going every day.
Okay, you did kind of like, we kind of dropped you for 30 seconds there. So part of, you and I met through a friend of ours, yes, a friend of both of ours, and you decided to join the Awaken to Your Soul Path group, in which I teach, it's a course on learning how to tap into your spirituality and do meditation, yes, and learn how to trust your intuition. So this has brought a new awareness to how you want to proceed in your personal life. So let's just have you repeat that, because we kind of lost you. So go ahead.
Yes. So I think that there was a point in my life that I lost. I strongly believe in spirituality, and I knew that this is very important in my life. But I think that I was at that point that I put it on the side. I kind of abandoned my spirituality. I focused on going live, about branding myself, but there was something missing. And I think this is that's why I stopped doing Facebook lives, because I think there was real me was in this.
Okay.
I start joining your awakening group. It opened my eyes on the spirituality. I do daily meditations. I focus on totally on being able to help others. I focus on other people who are coming to me. I'm not focusing anymore on only my well-being, but I also focus more on people who are coming to me, because they trust that I am the solution for their problems, whatever it is.
Okay. So yeah. So when we stop looking at the dollars that we can make when people purchase this stuff from us, and we start focusing on the joy and the happiness and the positive experiences that we get to share, that really changes the energy around how we promote ourselves and how we participate in the world.
Yes, I got you back.
Okay, we just, for some reason, we're losing your voice. It's coming in a little bit later. Our internet connection is not the greatest right now, so bear with us. So go ahead and repeat that, Angelica.
So that's what I want to say, that spirituality is very important. We need to be aligned with our spirit, with our work, what we do, because this gives us this positive energy which we spread around the world, and people feel it, people see it, and I think this is what makes them to come to us. And like you said, it's not only about dollar sign and about money which we make sharing our products, but it's about sharing our heart and the fact that we care about others, that we just simply caring about them, helping them to improve their life. And whatever it is they are looking in their life to improve, people will see that we are not only want their money from their wallet, that we really truly want to help them improve their life, their health, whatever they are looking for to improve in their life, because people are going through so many different things, especially now when we are going through this pandemic. It could be very stressful for people. It could be very disappointing. They could feel lost and they are looking for help.
Yes, they absolutely are. Okay, Angelica, I want you to give us your full name and then give us the information on how they can get a hold of you and investigate this amazing product you're talking about.
So my name is Angelica Szczepańska. I know my last name is so long and it's typically Polish last name. They can find me, everyone who would like to find out about me, more about me, about what I do. They always can find me. Same, I don't have any different names. Maybe the easiest way to go, because it's going to be easier to remember. It's not a group, it's a Facebook page. It's called
Hi. Okay, so we completely lost the connection.
Yes, we did.
The Facebook group again. Okay.
My Facebook group, it's not a group, it's page. Okay. It's called Secrets of Wellness, Oasis. And people can learn about products there. I share different health tips. They can ask me questions there, they can messenger me, and I will be more than happy to get back to them. And on my page also is my phone number and my email address. I can give it to you right now as well. It's cinderellaas@hotmail.com. You have my email, so you can
I'll put it on the link when I post the podcast. I'll put your Facebook link, your website link, and the other links that you want on here. We had such a wonderful connection for most of this, but as we know, the internet has been so flaky. But Angelica, I want to thank you so much, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing your first name wrong. Am I pronouncing it wrong, Angelica? That's how I'm pronouncing it.
It's right. It's basically that's what it is. But people call me here Angelica more with English accent, but that's fine. I love it.
Okay, because it's like, all right, you know, that's one of the things that I'm not really good at is pronouncing people's names, and
you're doing awesome. I actually love it so much.
Okay, so I'm so grateful you were a guest here, and I love the fact that we are all learning how to step into the feminine aspects of being selling and promoting what we're doing and coming from the heart, and being respectful of people and learning how to listen. Listening is an art. So I'm going to explain a little bit about listening. When we're listening to somebody, we need to quiet the mind and we just need to hear what they're saying. And then you're going to take a moment to let your brain go around what was being said. And then based on what you heard, you are going to repeat what they said. Because so many people don't know how to listen, because when you're talking, they're thinking immediately about a response instead of silencing the mind and just listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. And it takes practice, doesn't it, Angelica?
It does. It does.
Because even me, there's times when I've had to say, I'm sorry, please repeat what you said, because my mind did not settle down. It didn't quiet.
And I caught myself to do the same thing. And I don't think anything is wrong with that. We are human beings and we try and we learn every day. I do that all the time.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm so grateful that you chose to be a guest. I'm grateful that you are a part of my membership. I love your energy and you always have the most interesting things to add to our feed. I love it. I love it when you participate.
And likewise, Robin, thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for your amazing group. And I feel honored to be a part of it because, like I said before, this past month, it changed totally. The meditations, it's amazing how it's helping me. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. All right. So this is Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer of Higher Consciousness, helping people connect to their hearts, their minds, their bodies, and soul. Wishing all of you a wonderful day. And tune in next time for another wonderful guest on Coffee Chat. Bye, Angelica.
Bye, Robin.